as we pray with belief, with praise to you, and in Jesus' name, amen. You may stand for the first hymn.
Just a quick reminder before we start. When we sing this song, A Little Town of Bethlehem, it's right after the message and right before we go into the candle lighting service. If all the parents want to go collect their children to bring them up so our families can be together for the candle lighting.
So, I had that written down and I forgot to mention.
That's right, we got it.
So to repeat that, if you didn't hear, Mary, we want the nursery children to be part of the candle lighting part of our service tonight and those who are caring for them. So when O Little Town of Bethlehem begins, parents, please go downstairs and pick up your children in the nursery. We believe they'll enjoy the candlelight part of our service.
Reply. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from his time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
That's okay. Must I walk this path alone? Be with me now. Be with me now. Breath of heaven, hold me together before ever. Breath of heaven, breath. Do you wonder as you watch my face if a wiser one should have had my place? But I offer all I am for the mercy of your plan. Help me be strong. Help me be. Help me. Breath of heaven, hold me together before. Light in my darkness, pour over me your holiness, for you are holy. Breath of heaven, hold me together before ever. Darkness, pour over me your holiness, pour over me. Breath of heaven, breath of heaven, breath of heaven.
Gabriel was sent to God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man named Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and the angel came to her and said, "Rejoice,
sweet little Jesus boy. They made you be born in a manger. Sweet little holy child, didn't know who you was, didn't know you'd come to save us, Lord, to take our sins away. Our eyes was blind, we couldn't see. We didn't know who you was. Long time ago, you was born, born in a manger low. Sweet little Jesus boy, the world treat you mean, Lord, treat me mean too. But that's how things is down here. We didn't know 'twas you. You done told us how. We is a trying, Master, you done showed us how. Even when you's dying, just seems like we can't do right. Look how we treated you, but please, sir, forgive us, Lord. We didn't know 'twas you. Sweet.
children can come up. Before you sing, you're going to hear the story. The story of Jesus' birth.
Luke 2, 1 through 7. About that time, Empress Augustus gave order for all the names of all the people to be listed in the record books. These first records were made when Aquilius was governor of Syria. Everyone had to go their own hometown to be listed. So Joseph had to leave Nazareth in Galilee and go to Bethlehem in Judea. Long ago, Bethlehem had been King David's hometown, and Joseph went there because he was David's family. Mary was engaged to Joseph and traveled with him to Bethlehem. She was soon going to have a baby, and while they were there, she gave birth to her firstborn son. She dressed him in baby clothes and laid him on a bed of hay because there was no room for them in the inn.
You guys ready to sing Away in the Manger? You know this one? All right, it's a classic. Here we go. We're going to sing the first verse. All right, you ready? Okay, hold on.
Thank you. shepherds in a field nearby. No angels singing on high. No manger filled with straw and hay. No Savior born on that night.
Christmas morn, and in the world there's no peace. tree filled with lots of decorations. To others, Christmas can be ripping into that brand new package, shimmering with ribbons and bows.
To some, Christmas can be dashing from one store to another, trying to pick out that perfect gift.
Yet without Jesus, there's no angel announcement, no shepherds on the hillside, no manger filled with hay, no gifts from the wise men.
What does Jesus mean to me? For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but will have eternal life.
Because he had two.
Jesus means Christmas to me!
In the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." When the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds began saying to one another, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem then and see this thing which has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." So they came in a hurry and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in the manger. When they had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told them about this child. And all who heard it wondered all the things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. The shepherds went back glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as they had been told them.
Give thanks. Let's bow our heads and thank you, Lord, for this special time. The time, Lord, you give us to reflect on your Son, to open up our hearts, Lord, to just such a special time of year, Lord. We thank you for all that you do provide, Lord, and it's we just love you with all our hearts, Lord, and it's just amazing that, Lord, it costs nothing, that you just give us, Lord, all we need, and we just give you thanks. And, Lord, you take what we have, and you use it, Lord, to just benefit, Lord, your kingdom. So, Lord, with that, we give you thanks in Jesus' name.
Get that queued up so we're ready to go in just a moment. Good evening, everyone, and Merry Christmas to you all. It's a real pleasure to be with you this evening here at Zion Church of Millersville. We welcome all of our guests, of which we have quite a few, which is wonderful, and we're very pleased to welcome you and hope you enjoy the fellowship and the family and the spirit that you find here, and we hope that it is that spirit that is within you, the Holy Spirit, the presence of God. I don't want to say a whole lot tonight, which some of you might not believe, but I really don't. I spent most of my time preparing for tonight so that I wouldn't have to say a lot tonight. And you're going to see what I mean in just a moment. First of all, just to say that I love when the kids are up here, and I don't know that I can compete with them. so they win the cuteness and the energy and the ability to sing, sometimes off key, and yet it's still awesome to hear it, right? They just have that fearless form of worship. So we're very thankful for that tonight. But what I'd like to do tonight is you've been hearing the Christmas story read. You've been hearing different scriptures read. If you've been at this church at all over the Advent season, the past few weeks leading up to tonight, you've heard me talk more than I'm going to talk tonight, and I've been talking about the Christmas story and different parts of the story. Specifically, I've been focusing in on different people in the story, And the three main characters of the Christmas story, kind of the nativity, if you will, if you imagine the manger scene in your mind, at the center are always Jesus, but then Joseph and Mary. So the past few weeks during church here on Sunday mornings during our worship time, I've talked about Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. And tonight, I just want to let that entire story hit us again. And I mean the entire story. So I'm not just talking about the sweet pictures of a baby in a manger, but I'm talking about Joseph having those doubts. And yet God appearing to Joseph multiple times in the Gospel of Matthew, 4 times an angel appears to Joseph and tells him what to do. Joseph being a man of mercy, as I talked about a number of weeks ago in church, a man of mercy, who even before he heard from God, it was in his mind and in his heart to honor Mary, even though it would have been nearly impossible for him to believe what she was telling him. We talked about Mary being full of grace. This really neat thing about Mary all throughout the Christmas story, the different scenes when Mary hears things, it says she treasured these in her heart. She pondered them. You know, there's this one point in the story where Simeon and Anna are talking with Mary. And Simeon says this really painful thing to Mary. He said, a sword is going to pierce your own heart because of this burden. Because of the call in your life, you're going to raise this child. And his mission is going to break your heart. It's going to pierce your heart. Mary, full of grace, is what we talked about with Mary a few weeks ago in church. Just incredible young woman who was obedient and found the grace of God met her every step of the way. And then we talked about Jesus, Emmanuel, and this nature of Jesus, God with us. God, in the form of Jesus, reconciling all things, bringing together that which was separated, heaven and earth, man and his creator, right? Mankind and our creator. So where am I going with all of this? Well, we've been hearing the scriptures read tonight. We've been hearing songs. We have been, throughout the past few weeks during church, I've been playing songs for you about these different characters, but there's something different I want to do tonight, and you might have imagined by seeing the projector here. Tonight, I want you to see the story. You have heard it, right? You have heard it in word. You have heard it in song. You have seen the words. I want you to see some images. So what I did throughout this week was I searched high and low for artwork depicting key moments of the Christmas story. And I have 17 pieces of art, actually 16 technically, because one of them is repeated. And I'm going to let this artwork communicate the story to you. These are pieces of art, some of them very famous, some of them not so famous. As I was searching through, like, just troves of artwork related to the Christmas story, I was finding stuff by, like, Raphael, by Rembrandt, by Rubens, and all these different kinds of people. If you know their special names, if you don't feel bad, because I probably mispronounced a couple of them right there. But I want these images to communicate the story. I want you to consider, as you look at the images that I'm going to be showing you, what is the artist trying to communicate? Because sometimes we look at things like our stained glass windows, which you really can't see right now because we don't have the sunlight coming through. But you're like, is that really what they think people look like? Like the whole blonde, blue-eyed, Middle Eastern guy? Not really, you know, not really happening. They're trying to communicate something. So notice in these pictures, notice things as you see these images. Notice the portrayals of Mary. Notice that you're going to see Mary being spoken to by Simeon, with Anna standing behind. Take a look at Mary's face. It's not one of smiles, because we believe that the artist in that image was trying to depict Simeon speaking this word to Mary, that your heart is going to be pierced. notice the appearance of Joseph. There's going to be a repeat. There's going to be two images with Joseph with an angel. I did that intentionally. I didn't do it all four times, but I wanted it in there twice because one of the things I believe is so profound about Joseph is that God spoke to him and Joseph listened. He was obedient. He protected Mary and Jesus every step of the way. Notice how Jesus is always going to be at the center. When he appears in a painting, he's always central because he should be. As the kids just sang about, you can't take Jesus out of Christmas, no matter how hard we try. Now, it's not just going to be images, because about a year ago, I was listening, I had Pandora playing on my computer at work, and this song came on, and I stopped what I was doing, and I was like, that is a beautiful song. I didn't know what it was. I was like, I can't understand the words, and I later found out the reason I couldn't understand the words is because they're in Latin. So I was like, I felt a little better about myself. I thought I was been working too hard. And it's a song that's called O Magnum Mysterium, which means O Great Mystery. So you should have a white paper that was handed to you when you came in. If you did not get one of those white sheets, raise your hand, and I'll have our ushers make sure we get one to you guys. Or if you can't find one to share with someone, but if you need one, just raise your hand nice and high. We'll make sure you guys get that. Okay? On that paper, you have the lyrics. You have the lyrics to the song in Latin. I'm not going to try to read them to you in Latin, but if anybody in here speaks Latin, you would appreciate it. But on the right, you have the English, the English translation. So let me read over these lyrics to this song. It's sacred music, right? It's written for the church. O great mystery and wonderful sacrament, that animals should see the newborn Lord lying in a manger. Blessed is the virgin whose womb was worthy to bear our Savior, Jesus Christ. Alleluia. So you're going to hear that song being sung in Latin while these images are played. And then you have a list of the images. So you're going to see Gabriel. It's going to start with Gabriel coming to Mary. Then it's going to be an angel with Joseph. Then their journey to Bethlehem, where they're to be taxed, right? As part of the be counted as part of the census. Then you're going to see them arriving at the inn with no room. Then you're going to see them entering the stable. You're going to see the angels visiting the shepherds. You're going to see the nativity. You're going to have Simeon and Anna with Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. You're going to have the visit of the Magi. You're going to have Joseph with the angel again as he is warned and being told, run to Egypt because something bad is about to happen. You're going to have Joseph and Mary, their flight to Egypt, not like a plane flight, but right running, fleeing to Egypt. And then the most impactful, I'm just going to tell you this up front, the most impactful image for me that I cannot get past, and every time I see this, and I've seen this like 30 times, is the image of Herod's massacre. And I'm going to let you know there's nothing like graphic, but it is incredibly striking. And it's followed up with an image of Jesus and Mary. And then Joseph and Mary and a picture of the Holy Family. And then a couple things at the end. Hopefully by candlelight, if you need to refer to your sheet, you can. I might just recommend taking this in. If you would like to move forward so you can see a little better, please do. But at this time, we're actually going to have all of the lights come down. And we'll leave the candles on, but we're going to have all the lights come down so that you might be able to see this most effectively. And I'm going to get this ready now and just start this presentation. This is O Magnum Mysterium. it's all real. It all happened. And it's all really part of the Christmas story. And the beauty of the nativity, the light of the nativity, if you noticed in that nativity picture, it's like there's this light, you know, from baby Jesus, that kind of thing. That is only possible and only proper when we understand that in the context of the whole story, which is that while Mary was cradling Jesus, traveling with Jesus to Egypt, there were mothers in Bethlehem who were having a very different experience. And yet, through it all, this is the final word. My hope and prayer is that you all have a wonderful Christmas, and that we have a wonderful and a wonderfully meaning Christmas as we reflect on this entire story. Father, we thank you, we praise you. As we continue in our worship here, as we continue in our gathering, as we prepare to take part in this candlelight experience, I pray that we would reflect on the light that you have brought to this world, to this dark place, that we, a people in darkness, have seen a great light. May we run to that light and cling to it in our times of darkness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Candle.
This Advent season, we have been lighting these candles on the wreath in front of the altar. Until tonight, we lit the Christ candle. And from that flame of representing Jesus, I lit this candle. And from this candle, I lit the ushers. And they lit yours. And so what we're being called to spread is the light of Jesus wherever we're living, in our own hearts and the hearts of those we love, that we might indeed be messengers of the kingdom of God and the light that overcomes the darkness. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord shines over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your radiance. You are the light of the world. A city located on a hill can't be hidden. People don't light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before people in such a way that they will see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. This is the message that we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light, and in him there is no darkness, none at all. If we claim that we have fellowship with him, but keep living in the darkness, We are lying, and the truth is not in us. But if we keep living in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. For once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. For the fruit of the light consists of every form of goodness, righteousness, and truth. The Lord bless you and protect you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look with favor on you and give you peace. We give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, who is, who was, and who is to come, because you have taken your great power and have begun to rule. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those who enjoy his favor. Amen, amen. Go in peace, and the God of peace go with you, the Prince of Peace.